From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Bloch. There is promising news to report today about Alzheimer's disease. Scientists say a small number of Alzheimer's patients have shown improvement after experimental treatment with antibodies. The results are highly preliminary and come from a study of just 7 patients. Even so, the finding hints that scientists are closing in on an effective strategy to treat Alzheimer's, as NPR's John Hamilton reports.
Researchers described their results in Miami this afternoon at the annual meeting of the American Academy of Neurology. Dr. Norman Relkin of Weill Cornell Medical Center in New York says the study involved patients with mild to moderate Alzheimer's. They received intravenous doses of a product called immunoglobulin over 6 months. Relkin says his team started with modest hopes.
The expectation was that the intervention might keep them stable over this period of time. And much to our delight, we actually saw signs of improvement in several of the patients involved in the study.
Relkin says 6 of the 7 patients scored better on cognitive tests. The 7th patient stayed the same. Relkin says those results seem to confirm what the patients' families had been telling the researchers.
We started to pay even more attention to the reports that we had already gotten from the family members of greater interactivity, greater spontaneous conversation, and in some cases, better overall function.
The results echo those of a German study published several months ago. It found that immunoglobulin helped 5 Alzheimer's patients, and before that, there were promising animal trials. Immunoglobulin is a substance that occurs naturally in human blood. It's approved by the FDA for treating some immune diseases. The type used in this study contains antibodies that specifically attack a protein called beta amyloid. Researchers know beta amyloid is somehow involved in killing brain cells in Alzheimer's disease. That's what led researchers to try to make a vaccine against beta amyloid a few years ago. This caused the body to produce its own antibodies to attack the protein. But the study was halted after several patients died from swelling in the brain. Relkin says immunoglobulin is a less drastic approach to removing amyloid.
What we're doing is taking antibodies that humans themselves have developed in the course of aging. That has the advantage of being more likely to be safe.
Also, immunoglobulin has been used safely on many thousands of patients already. Alzheimer's experts are cautious about the new study. They say it's small and was designed to test the safety of immunoglobulin, not its ability to reverse Alzheimer's. Zavin Khachaturian is the former director of Alzheimer's research at the National Institutes of Health.
The caution for your listener is that these are very early preliminary results. One needs to be cautious not to start going to the doctor saying, I want to get this because it's not ready yet.
Also, treatment with immunoglobulin can cost more than $5,000 a month. Khachaturian says the next step is a much larger study comparing patients who get immunoglobulin with similar patients who don't. That could take several years. In the meantime, many scientists are optimistic that some kind of treatment using antibodies will turn out to be a successful approach against Alzheimer's. Sam Gandy is a neuroscientist at Thomas Jefferson University in Philadelphia and an advisor to the Alzheimer's Association.
It's certainly an attractive approach, and the results from the animal trials were incredibly dramatic.
It was those studies in mice that gave scientists confidence that beta amyloid could be cleared from the brain. And with this new study, scientists say they're a step closer to a better treatment for humans. John Hamilton, NPR News.